I think it's a very deep subject, this question of interracial intimacy, though it has been a repressed subject. The extent to which we are already a multiracial society has been repressed. In Virginia, until 1910, you were considered white so long as you were not more than 24% black. He was saying two things. He was saying, number one, the reality is there's been a lot of interracial mixing. And number two, the whole conception of what is white, what is black, is something that we make up. Perception matters hugely. And so even if scientists say one thing, the fact of the matter is, on the ground, millions and millions and millions of people think in racial categories. Intimate relationships as a practical matter are incredibly important, but we don't think about them. Many of these white supremacists who were saying, you know, we're against amalgamation, we're against miscegenation, had black mistresses. While it is true that whites have been the most significant factor in discouraging interracial intimacy, it's by no means the case that whites are the only ones who have wanted to discourage interracial intimacy. To this day, there are many black people who are very critical of other black people who marry outside the race. If 50% of the children eligible for adoption are black, and blacks only constitute 10% of a state's population, what's going to happen if you have a strong race matching policy? How do we term that? Do we say that this is a problem for the black community? Is this a problem for the white community? Or is this a problem for the American community? I choose the latter. It's a problem for the American community. And I want children to have homes. I want to create a society where healthy affection can bloom regardless of race. Instead of trying to have same race monopolization, I say, let's have in a sense, common market for romance. I think we'd all be better if we got rid of these arbitrary divisions that keep us apart. When we talk about people mixing and matching and learning from one another and all of that gumbo, that amalgamation, that is what has made America such an exciting, rich, glorious nation. In that sense, this question of interracial intimacy, a lot of the political labels that we're used to, in my view, are completely backwards. I think a lot of our discussions would be very different if we entered them with some degree of trust.